parents can't make machmesit. No, the minchas nesachim, you only have the flour and the shemen. So the shemen is may peris, it's the peris of the olives, so that does not make him into chametz. But that speaks out. B'shar medochas, you do without renew, clear that you'll have to put water inside it. So that's the shalom, when you put water inside it, make sure it doesn't become chametz. But the minchas nesachim, the havim in the riz, you can't have any water. You only have to have shemen. If so, what's the shalom not to let it become chametz? It can't become chametz anyway. Just flour and oil cannot become chametz. Samara says, no, I'm a Rosh Lakish, I'm a Hoyer Rabbi Yisrael Lili, that Minchas Nesachim, Megavlo V'mayim Mekshera, that you're allowed to put water into the Minchas Nesachim. Sure, you have to have flour and oil, but you're allowed to put some water in there. That's enough community. When you put water inside there, now you have to be careful, it does not become chametz. You have to be careful. Therefore, this issue not to make a Mincha into chametz applies also to Minchas Nesachim. Now the Gemara asks, Lechem Aponim, Midas Yovishi. Let's see, the Lechem Aponim, the flour, when they first measured off the flour, it's a dry measurement. So they measured it in a dry, in a clay that measures dry, Yovishi. If so, Vishamano Lein Rabbi Kiva. We hear that Rabbi Kiva Shita is the Yom that he says, Midas Yovish Lein Yiskacho, that a Mida, a measuring cup that measures off something dry, does not have Kedusha Saguf to it. It's not a Klisharus. If so, the question is, how could it be Kibud Hashem before there would be Mar by the Lechem upon him? When the Pasuk says, Mikol HaMincha Shetek Rivu, if the rabbis even the Lechem upon him also applies Nisra Chometz, why is there a Nisra Chometz by the Lechem upon him? The Lechem upon him first gets his Kedusha when it goes on the Shulchan, that's after it's baked already. But beforehand, it was not put into a Klisharis. You measure it in the Midas HaLach, and according to the Kibud, it has no Kedusha. So since the mincha has no kedusha yet, there should be no issa to make it chametz, like a first ketzas kedusha when it goes on the shulchan. And so whatever you do to it before, should not apply the issa of chametz. So Gemara says, if so, enechnami, that it was that sholach, the gish should be rabavin, sholach rabavin mishmeid rabbi yechanan, that kachi had sosho mishnah, enechnami, this is the way you're supposed to learn the price we had before, and the epoch change it around. And the pshat and the drush are like this. When the pasuk says, Ashetak Rivu, that there's an issa to make a mincha into chametz, l'rabbis lechem aponim lechimut divu Rabbi Yisrael Lili. And the chametz, Rabbi Yisrael Lili that makes this type of a drusha. And no talk called even the midas, Ayovish was Kodesh. Therefore the flour has a kedusha to it, therefore there's a law not to make that flour of lechem aponim into chametz. That's Rabbi Yisrael Lili. But in the chametz, according to Rabbi Kiva, you do not make such a drusha. What does Rabbi Kiva do with this pasuk? Rabbi Kiva says, "L'rabbis minchas nesachim lechimutz." The chiddush is that a minchas nesachim, even though the whole thing is kulik kol, the whole thing is burnt, still there's an issa not to let that dough become chametz. Like we had before, even though it's with meperis, it's with shemen, but since if you put some water in, still it's kosher. So when you put water into the flour, you have to be careful to make sure it does not rise, does not become into chametz. And the Gemara says now, the oz the Rabbi Yochanan l'taymei, and Rabbi Yochanan goes according to his own time. Now that Rabbi Yochanan changes around the girsa, and he says that Rabbi Yosef Aglili is the one that's marba lechem upon him. So it comes out according to Rabbi Yosef Aglili, he holds that a midas hayovish is kodesh. So that's Rabbi Yochanan l'shitasoi. That Rabbi Yochanan, v'yechod mitalmidei, Rabbi Yishmael amru dover echod, and Rabbi Yosef Lili, one of the Talmidim of Rabbi Shmuel, said the same thing. Omani, who is that Talmud? Rabbi Yashia. What do they say? The Tani will learn like this. When the Pasuk says, Vayimoshchom, Vayikadishoysom. So Vayimoshchom, you anointed them with oil, and then Vayikadishoysom, you makadish them. So Rabbi Yashia Oimer, Midas Halach, Nimshach, Bein Mibifnim, Bein Mibachutz. Or Midas Halach, and you want to measure something liquidy, you could be Nimshachit, inside the base of Midas or outside. Because these Midas, these measuring cups, the Rashi says of a lach, that's a hin, a chatzi hin, that used for measuring, so when they were nimshach, when they anointed that clear, the measuring cup, it could be anointed both inside the base of Midas or both outside. Ma'ashenkin abiyash yod's Midas yovish, a cup that's used to measure, that used to measure off yovish, then nimshach ubefnim, you have to make the mashiach inside the base of Midas, that's where you have to anoint that clear. Because it's called the klisharis, and therefore the ein nim shachu mevachutz. you're not allowed to anoint that kli outside. Shakopanim, we see the Rabbi Yashi holds that he holds that a midas sayovish does have kedusha to it, and therefore the nimshach has to daft be bifnim. Says good, the Rabbi Yechon is the one that says that Reb Yosef Lili holds like Rabbi Yashi. That's what I was saying before. Rabbi Yechon is the one that says Rabbi Yosef Lili is the one that darshins that lechem upon him has to be has an issa chomis to it, because since it has its kedusha from its midas hayavish, therefore it has the law of chomis also. So it's good that the Yosef Lili holds like Rabbi Yashi. That's his shita. However, Reb Yonason and Reb Yonason argues in Rabbi Yashi and holds no. Reb Yonason Oimer, he says like this, that midas halach, the measuring cups that he used to measure of the oil, liquid, nimshachum and bifnim, he also does have kedusha, and therefore they have to anoint the daf inside the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, the ain nimshachum and vachutz, you're not allowed to anoint it outside, because they wouldn't get us kedusha outside. What about midas yovish? What about the cups you use to measure of flour, you measure of something that's yovish dry? He holds, Reb Yonason holds, lenimshachum kolika, you do not have to be be anointed at all. Because he holds, the midas hayovish do not give any kedusha at all. And Tedaloch, where's Reb Yonason's proof that a midas hayovish has no kedusha? Shorei ein mekadeshes, because it has no kedusha, the flour, unless it's baked. After it's baked, it first gets the kedusha. Now, the tanner is what's mekadesh it, not before. What's his proof? The pasuk says, by Bikurim, Mimoshvoisechem toviyu lechem tnufa, shtayim, shnei esrenim, solus tiyenu, chomis teafenu, Bikurim Hashem, that this should be Bikurim. So it's not really Bikurim, it means you have a shtei lechem. But the pasuk calls the shtei lechem, you bring Bikurim Hashem. So, Rabbi Yonason holds, Eimosai hein Lashem, when does the shtei lechem have its kedusha? Only liyachas shenefa, only after it was baked. In other words, the kelim that we use to measure it off, those kelim were not kli asheres, they did not have kedusha in it. Therefore, it does not have to be anointed at all. It first receives its kedusha when it's baked in the oven. The oven, that's the kli that's mekadesh it. That's Rabbi Yonason Shita. Be'erech Nami, Rabbi Yashi holds, not like that, Rabbi Yashi holds that the midas hayovish has kedusha, and it is mekadesh what goes inside it. And therefore, the Mashiach has to be done badafka inside the Azor. So it's good that Rabbi Yechonin says, both Rabbi Yosef Lili and Rabbi Yashi say the same thing. Now the Gemara says, the Maikim of Lugi, what's the Machlokes of Rabbi Yonason and Rabbi Yashi? Be oisam. When the Pasuk says the word be oisam, Rabbi Yashi is sover oisam lemuta midas yovesh pachutz. Oisam means, it says Rashi oisam bifnim, means shokli mashma, you need the kelim inside. So, that a midas yovesh cannot be done outside. The Kedusha has to be, the Meshich has to be done inside, because it has a Shem Kli Shoras to it. And therefore the flour that goes into it later receives Kedusha. For Rabbi Yonason Savano, Midas Yavesh Cholhu. He holds Midas Yavesh Cholhu, has no Kedusha at all. Layitzra Krola Mutei. I do not need a Pesach to say that the Kli HaYavesh, you cannot be Moshech it outside. Shita you could. It's Chol. Yitzra Krola, we don't need a Pesach for Lamute Midas Lach Mivachutz. The chiddush of the pasuk is that a midas, a measuring cup that you measure off the oil, the revias to him, chat to him, that the kedusha has to, the mashiach has to be done inside and not outside. So it should come out now. Lema, let's say lema nami Rabbi Kiva, the yechma tamidu Rabbi Shmuel Amru Dov Rechod. Why do we say now to Rabbi Kiva that the one that says that the midas hayovish has no kedusha to it, he goes like also one of the tamidu of Rabbi Shmuel. Omani, who was that? Rabbi Yonason. So why don't we say that Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yonason hold the same way? Just like Rabbi Yechonin said that Rabbi Yosi Aglili and Rabbi Yashi hold the same way, that it does have Kedusha, the Midas Hayavish. So why don't we say that Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yonason both have the same Shita, that the Midas Hayavish does not have Kedusha? So Mar says, no, Mishum Deloy Shavu, the Midas Lach Ladodi. By the Midas Halach, they do not agree. They both agree by Midas Hayavish that has no Kedusha, but by Midas Halach, here there's a Machlaikis. Rashi says, Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Yonason and Midas Lach. Because Rabbi Yonason says that Midas Lach gets Kedusha Mibifnim, but not outside. Rabbi Kiva Savano, Bimifnim, Bimachut Neskachu, Reparak Shte Midas Labagamor later. So therefore, since they do not have the exact same Shitas, Rabbi Yakiva and Rabbi Yonason, That's where Rav Yechon does not say they hold the same way. Even though as far as Midas HaYovish goes, they do hold the same thing, but since as far as Midas HaLach goes, it's not the same Shita, he does not compare them together. Oh, Malay Rav Popole Abayo, V'ika Bisa Delachu. There's this kli called the Bisa, it's like the kneading pot, where they used to knead the Shtei Lechem. And that Bisa was also a kli that used to measure lach with. So the kitzah was a kli sharis, and still the dough of the lechem aponim went into it. So Gemara says like this, no, Amalei, kagoyin shalash agave katavlo. So here we're talking about with Elisha, they needed it, stam on a piece of skin, Rashi says, that has no kedusha to it. So that was a kasha on the kli sharis, like when you first measure it out, the kelim you measure it in was with a midas hayovish. That has no kedusha. I let it when you knead it out. It doesn't badafka have to be done on a kli sharis. It could be done some on a piece of skin. So that's the question. Yochi, if so, to call Malay Reb Yenison. That's what they said to Reb Yenison. That teidla habrin your proof. Shireina mikadeshes. It has no kedusha. There was an amora before that Yenison wanted to bring a raya that a midas hayovish has no kedusha at all, because the pasuk says. First that the Kedusha was first called after the Afi when they baked it, but before when they measured it had no Kedusha. That's the Rabbi Yonasan's proof that the Midas HaYovish has no Kedusha. So Maria should have asked back. So like Rabbi Yasha should have asked back to Rabbi Yonasan, what's your ayah? He should have said back, Lainu, they should have answered back to Rabbi Yonasan and said, Hagoyin the Kaim will be Yisar in the Choyl. Maybe there's a case that the Dafka talking about where they put the Yisar and they first measured off in a Choldika measurement cup. If they would have done it in a regular measuring cup, maybe then it would have been a kadashit. So what's the right there? It has no kedusha. If you tell me that's possible, sometimes doing a different type of a kli, maybe there also. So what was Yenison's raya? From the fact the plastic said that the shtei lechem first has its kedusha. Bishasti afiyo. Maybe then when they measured it, they used the keli shochel. Samor says, no, that's not a good teretz. Holy ash, what's one to do with the other? Bishleim mebisa like kasser rachmano. The leavened visa, lemelish bay, b'shas you're kneading the dough. The Torah doesn't say what type of the kli you have to use to knead. So even though there was a visa kli sharis to use, sometimes they could do it on skin. It doesn't matter, have to be the kneading to be done in a kli sharis. So therefore we say kilash lo agave ketav lo les lombo. If they made the lisha of the shtei lechem with lechem upon him on top of a piece of skin, it'd also be good. Ela, but over here when they measured off. The lechem aponim eli sorin. That's if you have to have the exact amount of an isorin of flour. That it says in the Torah. Torah says the isorin solus. If so, kibun the amrachmona. Since the Torah says in isorin, all the isorin, the kayobe. So you have to measure it in the isorin. That's the klisharis. You have to measure it. So that's time it's time to say that shavik isorin the kodesh, the kav isorin the chil. That's time it's time for. Like, if that's Rabbi Yonasan's raya, that if you want to tell me, like you, Rabbi Yoshia, that the Yisorin, this Midas HaYovish, has Kedusha to it, how is it possible to leave it over that Kli Shoris that you're supposed to use and use a Kli Chol? Because the Torah talks about measuring off the Yisorin. So that's Rabbi Yonasan's raya, know that there's no such Kedusha on the Kli Yisorin, on the Kli HaYovish that you measure off dry things with, it has no Kedusha. So there it's a good proof, because if there would have been a Kli Shoris of measuring Yavish, Pshita, you would have to use it, you cannot use something else. It's only here by kneading, even though there is a Kli Sharis to knead with, but the Torah doesn't talk about the kneading. Therefore, the kneading would not have to dafka be done in the Bisa, there you could do it agabe kitavla. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabban and Melodin Abrais like this, Minayin, how do we know to say, Lema lo mi bosa chatis, if somebody takes the meat of a korban chatis, only bosa roshim, or the meat from a korban roshim is supposed to be eaten by the kohanim. Or else mi bosa kotshe kadoshim. Only kotshe kalim. Or else mi moiser oimer. If you take the leftover of the oimer that's supposed to be eaten, that's the shirayim that's left over from the kohanim that the kohanim are allowed to eat. Or else mi moiser shtei lechem. For the leftover of the shtei lechem. Let's see what that means, the moiser shtei lechem. Or mi lechem aponim from lechem aponim. Or else umi ishirei menachos from all the rest of the shirayim left over of a mincha. How do we know to say shubal loisafei that there's allowed not to burn it? In other words, you're only allowed to burn what the mitzvah is to burn. But if the mitzvah is to eat it, you're not allowed to burn it, even Agav Yamizbeach. How do I know to say there's a law not to burn it? Talmud Lemon, this the Pasuk says, Ki chol sor b'chol devash b'sektiv remenu ishel Hashem. So we dashin, kol shum imenu li'ishim, hareya b'bal sektiru. Anytime there's something that's supposed to be burnt, so only that is supposed to be burnt. But the rest of it is allowed not to burn it. Like Rashi says, kol shum imenu li'ishim, kol shola kfar imenu l'mizbeach. Any part of it that went on the mizbeach already. All right, turn over, continue one on the other side. We're holding the bottom of the Nun Zayin Amud Beis. Again, that how do we know to say these things? If you burn them, there's over love. So Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, Ki chol sor v'chol devash l'sektiv imenu ishel Hashem, which we dash in, kol shum imenu li'ishim harev abak taktiru. That any time you have part of it that was already put on the Mizbeach, and the leftover is supposed to be eaten, if you go and burn it, there's a special love. There also these things has part of it that the kmitzah that was burnt on the Mizbeach, so the rest of it is allowed not to burn it. Now, Ushtei HaLechem B'Lechem Aponim Yesh Lem Lishim. For the Makasha, what? There's nothing Lishim. The Ushtei HaLechem, the whole thing is eaten by the Kanim. And Lechem Aponim also, the whole thing is eaten by the Kanim. So there's nothing that was put on the Mizbeach. So I don't know there's allowed on these two to burn them also. For a time we learned, Yotzu shtei lechem, lechem upon him, shein mem liyishim. That no, there's no law if you put the shtei lechem on the mizbech and burn it. Because no part of it has a mitzvah to be burnt. The law is only if there's a mitzvah to burn part of it, so the other part you're not allowed to burn on the mizbech. But here by the shtei lechem, there's no mitzvah at all to burn any part of it. So maybe there's no law at all to burn it. So where this is, the pshat should be, the gist should be, Ein meguf liyishim. That's the pshat. Yichol sechol lechem liyish Hashem means anything that has no part of it to be burnt on the mizbeach, so there's also allowed not to burn it. So Rashi is masvah like this. That the bright that says yotzu shtei lechem lechem ponim shem hem liyishim, and therefore with Hashem is no mitzvah hagosha. There's only hagosha to mincha that part of it is burnt, but on the shtei lechem and lechem ponim no part of it is burnt. There's no mitzvah hagosha. That's not the mitzvah hagosha. But negated to this Israel that Kumimenu Lishim, you're not allowed to burn it, here also it applies, you're not allowed to burn this Shtei HaLechem or Lechem upon him. Rashi says, Avalim Yenak Torah, Shirayim Lunu, Vekfirut Shirayim. Why? The Kvosim by the Shtei HaLechem, also the Zichem or Lechem upon him, Matir Neisan. So there are things that are matter the Shtei HaLechem or Lechem upon him, and those things that are burnt, the Shnei Kvosim and the Shnei Vezichem, therefore you have this love not to burn the left, not to burn the shtei lechem and the lechem upon him. Itmo, not like this. Hamala mikulim. If somebody takes one of these things that we said is allowed not to burn it, and he just put it on top of the keves, hamala mikulim agabia keves. So you take the menachas, you take the shrayim of the mincha, you take the boser kotshim kadoshim, the boser kotshim kalim, and you do not put it on top of the mizbeich, but just put it on top of the keves. Yes, for this alone. Rashi says, there's a lab on these things not to put on top of the mizbeach. So what then, putting on the plank, the kev is growing up, is also b'chlad alav. We have less on the pot, where it says, no, you potter. Rabbi Yechon no mechayev, the time you learned, ha-mizbeach, there's a lab not to put these things on top of the mizbeach. Ain't we yell the mizbeach? I only know there's a lab on the mizbeach. Kev is to me, man, how do you know there's even a lab not to put on the kev on the plank growing up? Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, Yala Mizbeach lo yala l'rotzen. Yala Mizbeach, Rashi says, the Samech lo yaktir menu, Isha. So mashma, anything going up to the Mizbeach is chal v'lav. However, of Lezer, Pasuk, why my time with Yomikor, the Pasuk says, Soru Duvash, Korban Reshiz Takrivu, Oysom. That there's a Vik Oysom, is us Oysom, only these two things. The Sor, and that's by the Shtei Lechem, and by the Dvash, that's by the Vikurim, that these two things, the Reba Lechor Keves Kemizbeach, on these two, we said that even putting on the Keves is also the Avera. Avimidach Ridaloi, but for other things, there's no Avera putting it on the Keves, the Avera is only putting it on the Mizbeach itself. Rashi explains, Sor, Bikurim, that the Beis Alechem comes from Sor, and the Bikurim is from Dvash. And of these things, the Pasuk says, Korban Reishis Takrivu Oysam Dainu Shtei Lechem Min Asor Dichsiv Chomet Yafenu Reishis Mikri Tehain Reishit Techol Amalachis Habayis Mitzvu Hashem Azu. It's the first mincha that comes from this new crop. It's lived by Michas Chadosh V'kuri Min Advash V'yikri Reishis V'kuri Ad Masecha. So how the Chud would be the Lay Kevitz Kimazbech Tehsid Ramazech Liyalu. Only of these two things, the Shtei Alechem and Bikurim, there's a special love not to even bring it on the Kevitz. Now, Shein Elizabeth Menachis, the other Avery was only to put it on top of the Mizbeach, but not just to put it on top of the Kevitz. The Mosef Rabbi Yechon is so high oyster my